Wait a minute, you're listening to spateradio.com. We should have Keith Dope in the building. He's an R&B pop singer. I think he's very talented, and I think you'll enjoy his music. We're going to get into a little bit of his music now.
Spate Radio.
Swear that I can sit and watch you walk all day. Would give anything to watch you walk my way. Girl, give me a dance. Afterwards, give me a chance. See it in your eyes that you need some romance. Done with little boys, now you in the grown man. Swear that you've been due for a nigga like me. Promise that I ain't lying, anything that you be used to. Promise that I won't make it hurt unless you want it to. Promise that I won't make a promise that I can hold to. Baby, baby, I'ma make you love to me. I'ma make you love to me. If loving you is wrong, I don't wanna be right. This ain't what you call love, swear it's what it feel like. I'ma make you love. I'ma make you love. I'ma make you love. I'ma make you love. Girl, I swear you look good, but ooh, how you taste? Swear it remind me of deep fried Oreos, Apple Jacks and my Mayola. Hit it with the Coca-Cola, that's how you intoxicate. Drunk off your candy rain, pleasure with a little bit of pain. Yeah. Promise that if you want it, all you gotta do is say it. Promise that every inch of my body's for the taking. Promise that I won't make a promise if it ain't worth making, baby. I'ma make you love to me. I'ma make you love to me. You is wrong, I don't wanna be right. This ain't what you call love, but it's what it feel like. I'ma make you love. I'ma make you love. I'ma make you love. I'ma make you love. All I need you want is a lay body down. Lay. Kiss you where you lie. Lay body down. Take a dip in your ocean. And then I'm gon' party. Then we gon' start it. Pull your hair. Pull your hair. I'ma make it like that. I'ma make it like that. I'ma make you love to me. I'ma make you love to me. If loving you is wrong, I don't wanna be right. This ain't what you call love, I don't wanna be right. I'ma make you love. I'ma make you love.
Yes, yes, that was Lust Love by Keith Dope. I got another one. Check this one out. This one's called Dearest Absent. Dearest Absence. I don't know. I think we got little technical issues there. Check this out.
I ain't never seen real down.
till you show me your fist. I ain't never been in a Maserati, yeah. He drove me around in his gift. Girl, you's a cold one. I'm sure you never let him know. But would you let him go? Baby, we've been spending all this time, and I know I'm more than a soft spot in your heart. So would you let him go? Do you think he suspects something? I think he's getting too close. Seems like you don't care, girl. Listen to me. We've been doing our most. I don't think he fell for.
Think we may have him in the building right now. Hold on.
Hey, hey.
212, what's up?
What's happening?
What's going on, man? Keith?
How's everything? Yeah, how are you?
I'm good. So we got Keith. So your name is Keith Dope. Is that what that the stage name?
Yeah, it's all one word. Keith Dope Music is the entire stage name.
Oh, okay. It's Keith Dope Music.
Yeah. It's like when I first started, I was putting music out there digitally, and like the only way to search me was through my name, and you put in Keith. You know, what's the first thing that comes up? You talk about R&B, Keith Sweat shows up. So I wanted to distinguish myself.
That's definitely a dope way to do it. So we got Keith Dope Music in the building, man. Can you tell the people a little bit about you as an artist that may not know?
Sure. Really, pretty much all you need to know about me is I started singing in the church when I was little, and I attribute my whole singing career to my mother. It's because if she hadn't put me into the choir and made me go, then you probably wouldn't hear any of the music today. But for those who haven't heard me, what you can look forward to in the music is just the sheer honesty of, you know, life situations or something to get you through your life situations or get you through a love or get you over a love or if you're lusting something. Or if you just out looking to have a good time or a party, my music is for all of that.
Okay.
And that's pretty much me in a nutshell.
All right. That's what's up, man. Hold on one second. I think we got a caller.
Okay.
919, what up?
What's going on, man? It's your boy Briscoe Keith. You know, we in the bull. We rapping you, man. We love your music. Keep doing your thing in NY, man. We support you 110, man. Bull City all day.
Yo, appreciate that, man. Appreciate that, Briss.
I got your brother Nigel here. You know how we do it, man. We're going to support
Nigel. Appreciate that, man.
Yeah, man. We love what you're doing. Keep spinning that
wheel. Love y'all, man. Do it for y'all. You already know it.
All right.
That's what's up.
That's what it's all about, man.
All right, then.
What's your name? Oh. got cut off. Yeah, man. That's what's up, man. That you need that support, man.
Yeah, that's my people, man. That's my people from my hometown, man. I come from a town called Durham, North Carolina. It's a very small city, so everybody pretty much knows everybody. Thing about me, though, is like when I was younger, I moved a lot, like around the city, different parts. So I went to school with all the districts. So it was like, and I played ball. So it was like, you know, I know a lot of people, but nobody knew I could sing. You know, that was the other thing about it. I was just singing in the church, I wasn't bringing it to school, and at the time, you know, all I wanted to do was hang around a tattoo shop and be cool, you know what I mean? I couldn't come up singing, you know what I'm saying? Everybody around me rapping, and I couldn't come in there just on nothing soft, you know what I'm saying? And I think that's what brought me, I think that's what made it work for me, is bridging that honesty, or bridging that, mm-hmm. those true hip-hop roots,
mm-hmm.
and adding a voice to it, you know. That's basically all I try to do.
That's what's up, man. So if you were to classify your music, are you R&B or R&B pop, or if you were to put yourself in a category?
I feel like I am R&B to the core. That's what I'm trying to stay true to, just because most of the artists I was coming up listening to was R&B at first, and it my favorite genre of music to listen to, and what it does to people. But I would classify it as R&B with kind of a hip-hop urgency, yet with a soulful sound. So it's a bit of R&B soul is what I would call it, you know.
Okay. All right. Do you play any instruments, or do you write your own music?
Oh yeah, I play the keys, man. And if you heard me on it, I wrote it.
That's really important.
I think it's I respect a lot of artists that are out there writing their own material, and you know. And I think that's why it takes me such a long time, and that's why I don't really rush anything. It takes me a while to do it, because I have to be inspired to do it. You know, I'm a big fan of Maxwell, and I heard him say he has to live life first before he can create. And that's something I try to live by. That's what I stay true to, so that you can hear the honesty within my music.
Could you hear other singers singing your songs? Have you ever thought about, like, writing for some, like, artists that are out now?
And that's how it was. I started out writing first. When I went to Atlanta, I was working with a couple representatives from Atlantic, and a couple people that used to manage Trey Songz and all that, and I was trying to reference these records and trying to get on, you know. I'm like, yeah, all right, it's whatever, we can get the work. And you know, one of the comments I would get back is, man, your songs are so personal, you know, and we don't know, you know, it's dope, but we don't know if it, you know, would fit for whoever, you know, they want to make sure that the songs fit for whoever I'm writing for. And it's like, you know, I'm just writing songs that are inspired to write songs that mean something to me. And
yeah,
I guess they were a bit too personal. I think that's what it was.
Wow. Okay. So tell us a little bit about your team, you know, like your manager or your some of the producers that you work with, stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I am I actually work with a couple people. I'm actually working in affiliation with Next Level Music Group, who is a production team out in North Carolina. They throw a lot of events and everything, and actually there's a couple of kids that I went to school with the college with, and kept them on the team and kept them very close. They've been my everything. They've been, you know, a shelter and a refuge and everything. They've all looked out. But I work with a couple of producers. I work with at least three producers regularly. On Black, it was all one man. It's a dude named Anthony 24/7 Taseo.
Mm-hmm.
And, he's dope. He's a kid from Florida, and he's moving to Atlanta real soon. But just connected with him through another writer, and just started sending me records, and then just, I don't know, it just clicked. You know, it just worked.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew exactly what I wanted, and you know how it is when it's just you get into that groove, and then it's like, man, hey, let's do this project, let's do the whole thing. And it just, I like how it turned out. It's a very cohesive sound, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And attack the mood I was looking for. But I also work with a kid out of Durham, my hometown. I work with a few producers out of my hometown. I work with Benjamin Tolbert, who goes by the name of Groove, and it's a record called Tell Me that we worked on with a Groove Theory sample, and it's pretty much marked like my first like songs or whatever, my first releases. And
what was the name of it?
And a great. It's Tell Me. That song.
Tell Me. Okay.
And I also work with an up and coming producer and an artist as well, young man named Quentin Rashad. And we've got a few tracks out there, but we've got some tracks coming up. He's going to be working with me on the next project and ones to come. But the kid's truly dope. He's just got a fresh sound. And I'm liking what's coming out of my city. That's really what is what's driving me. Of course, that's what I told my people before. It's like that's what I'm doing it for, so that I can come back home and you know, do stuff for where I come from. You know.
Yeah, definitely. That's dope, though. That's dope. So, what are some of the things you want to accomplish over the next year?
Over the next year, I'm really trying to get into these festivals. That's basically what the motive is getting out on the stage and performing these songs. It's like I spent so much time on writing and working it. It's like I really want to be heard at this point, just because of the music itself. It has a deeper meaning to it. And I'm always working on the entire collective, which is a quadrilogy, if you will, and Black marks the first album of that. So next will be Red, and next will be, and after that will be Blue, and then the last album in the quadrilogy would be White. So the next 2 years, that's what I plan on releasing and working on, but also just breaking through independently, you know, just getting my name out there. A lot of people are driven by, you know, the labels. A lot of people are driven by, like, fame and things like that. But I feel like I always want to stay true to the music. And I think that's why people have been able to connect, is I'm staying true to the music first. And that's why I want to write my own songs. You know what I mean? I'm the kid that, you know, that plays clarinet in the band or something. And, you know, they have a small part, but they've been practicing it all night. And that means everything to them when it comes to recital. You know what I mean? That's me. I want to add to what's going on out here. I'm not in compete, you know, competition with anyone.
Yeah.
So
it's,
I kind of
the internet makes being independent a lot easier too. You know, you can
definitely.
You have so much. How do you feel about social media? How do you feel about the new generation? You know, now the way people are promoting music as opposed to maybe, you know, 5 years ago?
I think it's great, especially now that you've got these music apps. I think the next generation is coming up. We're birthing a lot of liberals, you know. So these kids are into the arts, whether they're listening to the music and they're great fans, or, you know, may have never picked up an instrument, but can play things off of their iPhone or play things off of an app. You know what I mean? And it's like these.
Yeah.
I think social media is a big contributor to that, just because, you know, they have the freedom to put out whatever they want to put out. You know, these blog sites and these musical platforms, and they have the freedom to put out whatever it is they want. At the drop of a dime, and instantly connect with whoever they want to. I think it's been amazing. I think.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah, definitely for me too, because you know, when I partnered with Reverb Nation, that's actually how I heard of your music. A lot of artists, you know, don't really get a lot of exposure, you know, from national radio, and you know, these stuff, you know, opportunities like you know, internet radio and stuff like that gives. You know, you have thousands and thousands of people that listen to online radio that may not have those opportunities otherwise. So,
right. And you know, I think just we get so caught up into the gimmicks of it that we don't realize the beauty of it at times as well of social media, because sometimes it can be it can be abused though. I
yeah,
it definitely can be abused.
give it an example of.
I mean, just what we talked about, you know, it's like.
Oh, you mean like spam and stuff like that?
No, I'm just saying it enables everybody, who's anybody, to put out some music. You know what I'm saying? And
exactly,
true. Not everyone has to do that. Not everyone has to do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But yeah, and it's not all good.
It's not all good. Yeah, I'm not gonna say everybody's 100 on that, but you know. You let the people decide it. That's the whole thing. You put it out there, you let the people decide whether it's good or not. So
yeah, that's true. I just saw an interview with Bill Withers, and he said that if you think you got what it takes, put it out there and let the people decide.
That's right. That is true. Because they will tell you if it's trash, definitely. They will tell you if it's trash, especially people who I come up. You know, they'll call me and tell me it's trash or ask me what's going on.
So,
you know, I really want to stay true to that, stay true to who I am. And that's the whole thing.
Yeah. And when I hear music that is good quality and, you know, it has all, to me personally, I think your stuff sounds like it should be on the radio. And then you should be competing with these guys, you know, Miguel and all of these guys. You know, that's my personal opinion. And I'm definitely going to try to make it out to your next show and everything. I definitely know a lot, you know, some people that I could connect you with, you know, up here. I don't know if you're connected with people in New York, but, you know, I could definitely connect you with some people, even, you know, on the songwriting side too, you know, because, I mean, the music is great to me.
Thank you. I mean, underlining, I can't thank you enough, really. You know, as far as connections, I'm always looking to meet new people. It's, you know, you can never have enough of that. You know what I mean?
And I appreciate
that. If people like you or people like or anyone who's trying to connect someone with somebody that's the only way the music gets out. It's the word of mouth.
Yeah.
You know, you still have to have even that's the whole thing about social media. We talked about that as well. You're still going to have that word of mouth, or you're still going to have that on the ground first, you know. That's the only way it gets heard, really and truly. If they say it's hot and they play your stuff in the club or they play it on the radio and they want to figure out who this kid is, and that's the only way it gets out. So, you know, I can't have enough of that. I'm open.
Yeah. Yeah, and I had a conversation with someone yesterday because I went to this songwriting event. And it was actually Rockwilder. Rockwilder, he's working on, I think he did some songs for Janet Jackson's album.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know whether she's going to pick those songs, but he definitely, he's done a lot of stuff with Jay-Z, stuff like that. But anyway.
Oh, yeah. I know
he
Rockwilder.
Said. Oh, okay.
Brandy,
all right.
All
so,
yeah.
Okay, good. So he said he listened to three songs that a person played, and they were, you know, trying to get, you know, their songwriting thing on. And he said, you know what the problem with your songs are? He says, when I can't remember the first song that you played. And he said, once I heard all three of your songs, I couldn't remember the song that was before it. And he said that that's not, and he said that that's something he learned from Janet Jackson. He said that if someone plays you five songs and you can't remember the song before it, then it wasn't catchy enough.
Right.
You know, so I thought him saying that was very interesting. And when I listened to it, I didn't get that. But he said that that's something that Janet Jackson had told him. Like, the melodies have to be super strong.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I hear, you know, when I hear your music, I hear those type of melodies. And I think, because I practically memorized your songs already. I'm singing them, so.
I appreciate that. That is,
yeah, yeah.
You know, that was the intention. You know, I started out when I first started songwriting. I was a bit too wordy because I was, you know, trying to write songs like a rapper. You know what I mean, and not paying attention to the melody, or not being true to the melody, or true to my voice, and That makes a whole lot of sense, because it's like, if you know, there has to be things within the song that people can connect to. Sometimes people listen to the lyrics, you know, this day and age, people skip over that, but the melodies must come through. And I don't like to spend a lot of time on melody. Like, that's the least of my worries, because that's the part that comes natural to me. But it's like, you know, when you can translate the real life scenarios or the real life instances into your melody or your song itself, I think that's when it really connects, and that's how it catches, for the most part.
Yeah, and
I don't think
it,
repeating things is too makes things too catchy. You know what I mean? Some people get caught up in just repeating the hook, you know, a million times, and it's catchy like that. You know what I'm saying? I just think it's more related to, just like you said, the sound. Like,
yeah, and to me, like, sometimes I listen to art. You know, like, I get, you know, like 3,000 songs or so a month sent to me. And when I hear certain music, certain artists, it sounds like they're trying to make music. You know what I mean? So it sounds like they're putting a lot of effort into making music, but it seems like the effort is just too strong. Some people come off as being very natural. Like, when you have a great singer, or you have a talented singer, when you hear them sing, they just sing and they sound like they're being themselves. But then you hear another person and it sounds like they're really trying hard to sing. And it just seems like awkward.
Yeah, I mean, that's another thing, knowing your voice and knowing your range and knowing what works for you. That's a big deal when it comes to, especially this day and age, we talk about what brings back to social media. People are into your lives. People are following your lifestyle. And if they don't, if the lifestyle doesn't match what they hear, you know, oftentimes you can get lost in, you know, pretty much lost in the sauce. You know what I'm saying? That's the way it happens. But I think that a lot of those sounds and a lot of those instances that you talked about, the artists not knowing themselves, it's because they're being rushed. You know, a lot of times they're being rushed. A lot of times, you know, it's politics, and, you know, you never know what's going on behind them. And they may be battling with, you know, what they want or how they want to come across, and then, you know, what such and such that's paying them wants, you know what I mean, or such and such that's supporting them wants. They get caught in between the two, and that can leave, you know, a lot of artists or creative people in dire straits, and sometimes it just does not come across correctly. And that's, I think,
exactly.
That's really why a lot of people are going independent. They want to do their own things. They realize, they look at these kids like Tyler Creator, who are able to, you know, sell independently, are able to do very well, you know. I mean, it's just one amongst many.
You got Tech N9ne, you got Mac Miller.
Yeah, yeah.
You got a ton of them.
The list goes on. But it's, I just said that just because I just saw him show up on my phone, but that's just the way it is. It's just, I think it's important for the artist to be true to themselves at the end of the day, because nobody can be you.
Yeah.
Even though we may be able to relate, that's what we respect about the artist is how does this person connect with me? He's a real person, or I believe him, and that's a real thing. That's what it's all about to me.
Yeah. Yeah. True. So we talked about some of the good things, like, that are, you know, when it comes to being an indie artist. Well, what are some of the things that kind of get on your nerves about being indie, or that may be, you know, frustrating?
When you're booking your own stuff, that's like frustrating. When you're booking your own stuff and everything's coming out of your own pockets, so the margin of error is greater, I feel like, just because it all falls on you at the end of the day. If you go such and such place and you put X amount of dollars on it, then you better make it worth it, because, you know, if it's no good, it all falls on you. You get booed out or nobody listens, then you must readjust. You know what I mean? There's no safety net for that type of stuff. I think that being independent kind of looks to the listener as if, you know, nowadays people are, you know, are driven by these images oftentimes of people doing well and people doing big things and, you know, a lot of the kind of superficial music you listen to sometimes. I'm not saying it's bad music, I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, it's pretty much all superficial.
And it's like, if you're independent,
I know you didn't
want to
say that, but you didn't want to say that, but I'll say it.
That's not for me to say.
I'll say it.
But when you're moving independently and people don't necessarily see the work that you're putting into it, and you know, we all want to be recognized for our talents. We always want to be acknowledged for the hard work that we do. But sometimes when people look at it, you know, like, oh, independent, oh, you're not on. You know what I'm saying? And it's like it kind of has that level. Sometimes people have a certain level of respect for artists that are signed. But, you know, I think it's all about how you carry yourself or all about how the music sounds. Like, at the end of the day, you can be signed and your music still be trash. You know what I'm saying? But you got to understand that with...
Hold on 1 second. I'm sorry. I think we got a caller. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. But,
oh, no, you good.
Hold on. 414, what's up? Hello? 414? What's going on? Oh. Oh, they still there. No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Finish what you were saying.
Oh, no. I was just saying, oh, man, I lost my train.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. So it's do you so when you were living in you said you're from North Carolina, right?
Yeah.
And so is the reason why you moved to New York was to pursue the music or?
Yeah, I mean, I actually moved to Atlanta first. I lived there for about 3 years, and I moved to Atlanta for the music. That was my initial, I guess, dream or career choice was to be a songwriter. And I was just
Hold on 1 second.
Records.
I'm going to see if I can get... I'm sorry. Let me see if I can get someone on the line.
It's all good.
Oh, man. Oh, they hung up. I'm trying to catch them while they're calling. Sorry about
it's
that.
All good.
No,
yeah, just was referencing records in Atlanta. And that was it. Oh, they got them?
Let me see. Spade Radio 414. What's up? Oh wait. 917. What up? What's going on? 917, you on the line. Okay, nobody's speaking today? Wow. Okay. All right, so we're going
to
leave that alone for now.
I'm glad they're listening. I'm glad they're calling
in
and listening.
you got a lot of callers calling in. Nobody's talking.
I appreciate that.
All right, so you initially moved to Atlanta to be a songwriter.
Yeah. And, you know, I just ran into those situations where it was just like, you know, I guess people around me, which is a blessing in itself, saw something that could potentially be, or that was potentially fresh or potentially dope, and it could come out on its own, you know, as opposed to writing it for someone. And so, you know, I did a lot of soul searching in Atlanta and took a break and tried to live. And then, you know, everything that comes with just being out and about in the city and everything comes with, you know, being in multiple relationships and stuff and dealing with people, you know, great music came from that. And I wound up in New York to be closer to the labels. That was initially the reason. But truthfully, I ended up in New York as I actually fell in New York for the most part. Like my team has been there for me since the beginning. You know,
okay.
They always wanted me to move. They always lived in New York, and they wanted me to move there. And it just so happened that I was in a relationship at a time that went sour, went really bad quickly. Things got bad really quickly. And then,
wow.
And so I actually kind of, I won't go too deep into it. There's a song that kind of describes it that I have out right now. And it's very new. So, you know, if you go on my SoundCloud, it's probably the first few songs or whatever. And you kind of get the idea of what's going on there. But I ended up in New York. you know, I have my connections here. And I think that is the best thing about New York is the speed or the time it takes for things to get done. If you're really trying to create something organically, I think this is the best place for it for the most part.
Okay. That makes sense.
So that's what I'm trying to do is find myself in the city.
Okay. So when is your – I saw that something you have a show coming up. Maybe tell the people a little bit about that.
Yes. I will be at Arlene's Grocery on the 23rd. If you want – that is a show booked through Afton Shows. If you want to purchase the tickets, you can go to aftonshows.com/KeithDopeMusic. That's AFTON shows.com/KeithDopeMusic. And it's on the Lower East Side. It's a pretty dope venue. Like a couple of artists have come through. I got a chance to catch Lana Del Rey out there. And it's a pretty dope venue. Smaller venue, but that's what I like. You know, these intimate settings where you can come get to know me, come rock out with me. If you're in the area, feel free.
Okay. And how can people find you online?
You can come to my website, keithdopemusic.com, but you can pretty much Google anywhere, Keep Dope Music, all one word. That's the purpose for it. The name, you can search that and find me anywhere. I'm on all social networks, Keep Dope Music, and my Twitter is Keith_DopeMusic, Instagram Keith_DopeMusic, all of that, you can find it just if you search. You know, that's the other thing about independent.
Say it again?
That's another problem about independence. You know how, like, you know, with all this stuff that's going on and, like, music and people find these tracks here and there and all of that, and everybody got the latest on their phone, but as soon as you send them a link or something, you send them something, they act like they don't know how to search it. You know, they act like it's Chinese or something. You know what I mean? So just Google it. That's what I tell them. It's just Google it, okay? I'm everywhere.
Wow, yeah, you got so many good songs. I didn't even know which ones to play, so we just, like, uploaded everything.
I appreciate that.
So I didn't even know which ones. So. But we definitely appreciate you calling in. So the next project or anything new that you got coming out, you're welcome to come on the show, you know,
and tell
the people about it.
Thank you for having me, really and truly. This is a great thing. For artists that are trying to break through, and I appreciate you, and I see you working. see you at the.
So maybe you can the Stone and Water song. Maybe you can introduce the people, and I thank you for coming on the show. We're gonna play a couple of songs of yours after that, but we'll start with this Stone and Water song. So I wanted to get a little bit. They got to know you a little bit, so we wanna let them hear the music. So.
All right. Stone and Water is really pretty much it's kind of a prelude to the next album in a sense. It was an interlude, but it was just, it's the only song that's really about true love on Black. And I wrote it specifically for someone, so when you hear it, you know, hope you rock with it, and hope they're listening.
Thanks, man.
So enjoy. Thank you, man.
Trusted a horoscope, but I figure we're compatible. And baby, I got this pedestal figured out.
name on it. All I know is I'm 6'2" and you're 5'3". So you're 6-inch heels, not as tall as me. So when we go out, I can still fit my arms around you. And you always laughing my jokes. You got it pretty low here. Whatever you did, you gonna get me hard as stone and soft as water. Hard as stone and soft as water. Hard as stone, yeah, soft as water. Your body, your love, I swear. Hard as stone and soft as water. Guess in the meantime, just to hold you, oh, I say it's you, being you. All I know is I lose control when you stab me. And I wanna grow up with you, can't you see? You done held my heart captive, still never felt so free.
Yes, that was Stone and Water by Keith Dope Music, very talented singer. We're going to get into a few more songs. Check this one out. This one is called Owe Me.
347. Girl, we got. Come here, girl, we got business. Hit me with the sticky, got me up in my zone. Can I get your at home? What I do to that body, you won't leave me alone. I can turn you up, body, I know this song for real. But girl, I want you to want it, and known again in the morning. Girl, I couldn't let you go without you knowing that. Chocolate brown. Say the word and we can get it poppin' right now. For real. But girl, I want you to want it. Don't make me the only one. I just couldn't let you go without you knowing that. I know we ain't perfect. No, you're perfect for me. Let's go ahead and make this night worth it.
yes. That was all me.
Girl, we got business. Yeah. Girl, we got, sweaters.
Yes, yes, that was Omi. Keith Dope Music. Still, we're going to get into one more joint. This is one of the ones that I play a lot. This one is called Angel. Yes, that was Angel from Keith Dope Music. You can find more of his music and you can listen to his on his website. It's keithdopemusic.com. And I have some new music. I have a new artist that I wanted to play today. And I wanted to get into her music a little bit. Very talented. Let me see if I can find this song. Oh, man. Her name is Nevaeh. Check it out.
Perfect picture, I just wanna frame you. Do the things that they can't do. Got some other but them ain't true. Maybe you the closest thing to an angel. Between your lips, I'm special. But I won't keep sweating. You tryna make it last forever, but I ain't got that time on that oyster perpetual.
Could add anyone who wanted. Hindsight's 100 though. Yeah, I was caught up in the motions. Now it's time to let it go.
Let it go.
Cause you know I was down, down, down
for you.
You can forget all the now, now, now.
Cause you
cut off, yeah, cut off.
Running my line, no shut off.
Cut off, yeah, cut off.
Running my line, no shut off.
Baby girl, I'm a man, I ain't no to none. Tryna sew up every gap like a stitch or something. Worry about the other, but that is not. Who else put you in the game, put you in that ball, man? Bought you the type of things, couldn't even pronounce the name. And you heard about the next chick. Now I got you on some neck, but now you just my ex chick.
I was all that you dreamed.
You never, never
gave you space when you
need. Never, never,
never had a want, yeah, I was that girl for you.
We got a new joint. We got a new joint called Heart You.
You can be difficult. But you told me that when we met. Guys like you live fast, love slow. It's what I like, I know I don't wanna go. Even though it's never going anywhere, I don't want nothing to ever change. You have three girls and don't wanna let me go, cause you know that I can't be replaced. All I wanted to do is love you, but now I can't help but feel more than confused. What am I gonna do? You know I can't help but feel,
yeah, yeah,
like I gave it all up for lost. I've tried too many times to change, but a player never lost his game.
Yes, that was called Heart You. It's by Issa. I'm not really sure if I'm saying her name right. I'm always chopping up people's names. It's A-I-S-A. So Issa or Aisa, something like that. I think it's a dope record. It's called Heart You. You know, y'all should definitely keep listening to that. To me, I think it's one of the dopest records I heard in a little while. I know you guys heard about this Drake and Meek Mill beef that they got going on. I think it's hilarious, and I think it's real entertaining. So why don't we get into Back to Back?
Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. Not again. Yeah, I learned the game from William Wesley. You can never check me. Back to back for the niggas that didn't get the message. Back to back like I'm on the cover of Lethal Weapon. Back to back like I'm Jordan 96, 97. Ooh, very important and very pretentious. When I look back, I might be mad that I gave this attention. Yeah, but it's weighing heavy on my conscience. Yeah, and fuck you left the boy no options. I wanna see my niggas go insane. You gon' make me step out of my fucking frame. You gon' make me buy bottles for Charlemagne. You gon' make me go out of my fucking way. I waited 4 days, nigga, where y'all at? I drove here in a rave playing AR app. I'm not sure what it was that really made y'all mad, but I guess this is what I gotta do to make y'all rap. I mean, ooh, can't fool the city, man, they know what's up. Second floor, Tootsie's getting shoulder rubs. This for y'all to think that I don't write enough. They just mad cause I got the Midas touch. You love her, then you gotta get a world tour. Is that a world tour or your girl's tour? I know that you gotta be a thug for her. This ain't what she meant when she told you to open up more. Yeah, trigger fingers turn to Twitter fingers. Yeah, you getting bodied by a singing nigga. I'm not the type of nigga that a type of niggas. And shout to all my boss, bitches, wife and niggas. Make sure you hit them with the prenup. Then tell that man to ease up. I did another one, I did another one. You still ain't did shit about the other one. Got the drink in me going back to back. Yeah, going back to back. I got the drink in me going back to back. Yeah, I'm going back to back. I don't wanna hear about this ever again. Not even when she tell them that they better as friends. Not even when you saying Drizzy tell them again. I've been putting on the show, it was a sellout event. Oh, you need better seating. I didn't wanna do it, gave me every reason. The point I'm trying to make is I don't ever need them. Seen what you do for fame or what you do for freedom, please. Check them for a while or an earpiece, please. Please do not let these niggas nail me.
Yes, yes, thanks for checking out spaceradio.com. Thanks for Keith Dope Music calling in. He has a lot of great music. You can check him out at keithdopemusic.com. Make sure you keep listening to us. Make sure you support our sponsors, audible.spateradio.com. You can visit there and get a free audiobook. Thank you. We out of here. Till next week.